Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM from Bellevue, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and the fastest-growing metaphysical and spiritual program radio program in the world with over 160,000 listeners in over 70 countries. Today's show will be really out of this world with famous film director and artist Sharon Rose for the first hour from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., followed by a famous psychologist, clinical psychologist Carrie Corbett-Owen, on the second hour from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Carrie is a specialist in longevity, and she will be talking about how we can live longer and happier lives, and I'm so happy they're both coming on my show today. I wanted to tell you I was talking to my friend Simon Parks yesterday in England, and he reminded me that he was the first to talk about how North Korea had promised not to test any more nuclear weapons about 3 weeks ago on my show, and now it's mainstream news. Simon will be coming on my radio show on a regular basis, and he'll be on my show on the first and third Friday of every month. Our next show will be 1 week from today on Friday, March 4th, and Simon will be talking about how the new 5G cell tower program is actually an attempt by some negative forces to stop the ascension of humanity. Of course, they will be stopped and it won't be successful because the planet is rapidly ascending and there's nothing that can be done to stop this ascension. Also, he said significantly that the Chinese government would collapse in about 18 months or at the end of 2019. When that happens, just remember you heard it first here on Out of This World Radio. I want to thank everyone's support so much for this radio program because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I really appreciate your help and support because I know together we can create a much better and happier world. I also have a television program called Out of This World TV, which broadcasts three times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays on Channel 22 in the Seattle Olympia area. It's also available on YouTube, either under my name, Ted Marr, or Out of This World. I want to thank everyone so much around the world who've helped me raise consciousness and make this world a better place, including Luke in Quebec and many others for their wonderful support and help. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including the wonderful Crystal Spirit Spiritual Center in Tacoma and Tom Palladino, a famous scalar energy healer from Florida. Tom right now has a special 15-day free trial of his wonderful scalar energy healing program. And if you'd like to enroll in this fantastic free program, please go to his website at www.selfhealgo.com. That's S-E-L-F-H-E-A-L-G-O.com. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show. Any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website and providing wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, and of course, Eric, my producer, and KKNW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. I'd also like to mention that Carol lost her father last year, and I'd like to ask everyone listening today to please send lots of love and light to her and her mom, Marjorie Mom, and to her family to help them with the loss of their beautiful father. Also, if you can, please send lots of love and light to Masako, Michiko Hayashi's mother in Japan, who had a stroke last year. I have a new spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you're interested and would like to get in touch with your loved ones who passed on or contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please just send me an email anytime to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. Also, if you missed my Galactic Wisdom Conference in March, you can order the audios and some videos of the conference for just $97. And if you're interested, just send me an email. My next conference will be held at the same location in Olympia, Washington, at 9101 Stillicum Road in Olympia from April 12th through the 16th, 2019. The website is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And before we go on to our first guest, I'd like to mention that this summer, from July 2nd to the 8th, and September 6th to the 11th, I'll be taking a group of people to Mount Shasta, Telos, and the Hollow Earth. I've been sponsoring trips to Mount Shasta and Telos and the Hollow Earth for the last several years, and this is a wonderful opportunity to visit Telos and the Hollow Earth if you'd like to go. However, you have to follow certain, it's recommended that you follow certain spiritual protocols to gain entry to Telos and the Hollow Earth. And if you're interested, please email me or call me. My email again is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. At Shasta, at Mount Shasta, we always see lots of Sasquatch and UFOs flying around the mountain. And it's amazing. It's really an amazing and beautiful place. We always have an incredible out-of-this-world experience there. I'd like to now bring on Sharon Rose, a wonderful and famous film producer and artist from her home in Colorado. Sharon, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Oh, fine. Fine, Sharon. And you know, you sound crystal clear. It's like you're right here in the studio.
Great.
And I have to tell you, my angel friends are all here because the studio just lit up in this beautiful white light. So thank you for bringing angels. You brought them in by being on the show.
It's the chi energy.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. Well, we're going to be talking about that. But before we begin, I wanted to give out Sharon's website, which is www.sharonrose.com. And her first name is spelled Sharronrose. And also, I want to mention that do you remember when we met in New Delhi, India, at an AAIS reception in 1986? I was on a Fulbright grant.
Wow.
Yeah, I was. Yeah,
me too.
Yeah, you were there. I was there studying law, and you were studying dance. And I remember you dancing. You were really amazing. And the thing I remembered, It must have been one of those hot days in Delhi. It must have been easily 100 degrees, 90 degrees. And yet you had all these, you had your this beautiful sari on, you were dancing, and I thought, my goodness, that must be warm. But I remember that. And everybody was drinking this super hot chai. It was like drinking liquid candy.
Lots of sugar.
Lots of sugar. Yeah, you could drink one of those, and it'd last you for six months easy. But you've done so many things. Now, I've printed off your biography here, and, you know, we have a choice today. I could either just read the biography and some vignettes about your films, but then we wouldn't have any time to the interview. So I think I'll just summarize it in a few words, 25 words or less, and then we can start. You've had some amazing films, including The Last Avatar, 2012 The Odyssey, Time Wave 2013, Infinity, The Ultimate Trip, and the producer. You're also the producer of the Sacred Mysteries DVD collection. You've also been president of a film distribution company called the Sacred Mysteries Distribution, and you've been vice president of productions. You've done some amazing things, and I'm so glad, I'm happy for your work, Sharon, because you're really helping to raise consciousness and help shift this planet into the new, beautiful new age.
Well, that has been my mission forever, it seems, beyond this lifetime. And it's just been an extraordinary life. My purpose here is really to help humanity. We're living in a very divisive, chaotic time. You know, I've done a lot of research in many of the ancient traditions on this time period, which was brought into our film 2012 The Odyssey.
Oh, yeah.
And right now, I feel like we're really in the heavy duty part on one level of the Kali Yuga of this time, where everything's turned upside down. At the same time, I really, really feel these seeds, light seeds, you might call them, that out of the darkness comes the light, you know, the alchemical experience of the lotus flower, you know, coming out of the muck. Mm-hmm. And so I, myself and the people I work with are really focused upon finding techniques and tools to bring a sense of inner, outer, and true nature to humanity so that we're living from a very heart-centered, balanced, aligned, and healthy place.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Sharon. And, you know, we have to start somewhere. And often the darkest hour is just before dawn. But I think we've turned the corner. I think we really have. And you look at North Korea, and now they've agreed not to use any nuclear weapons. And I don't think we're going to have a World War III. I think there's going to be challenges, of course, here on the planet, Sharon. But you got to start somewhere. And your films help raise consciousness in a really, really, really important way.
Thank you.
Yeah, they do. And this morning, I had a few minutes, or early this afternoon, I reviewed your trailer on 2012, The Odyssey. And it's a trailer. It's a film that was made back some years ago. Of course, the 2012 was the end of the Mayan.
2006. It was made in 2006. My husband Jay Widener, who many of people might know, he's fairly famous out there in the world. He's
right. Great man.
Senior director of content for Gaia.com, mm-hmm. and he was one of the researchers, and we knew many of the researchers, and so we thought, so we're now about 2005, and we said, you know, this is an opportunity to really help change the dialogue about it, because we knew that, you know, the History Channel and all those people would do the end of the world stuff like they do. And so we wanted to give a very different perspective on how and empower people to use this energy of this time to awaken and to help heal the planet and themselves.
Well, that's so profound, Sharon. You know, I took the liberty, I hope you don't mind, of doing getting an MP3 done of the trailer for your wonderful film back then, the 2012 The Odyssey. If you like, I could play a few minutes of it. It's got quotes from your husband Jay, Jose Aguirales, Greg Braden, and including yourself, if you want. Otherwise, I got lots of things to talk about today. So,
well, I have this extraordinary project.
Okay.
That to me is so far the culmination of all the work I've ever done.
Oh, wow.
Going on right now, and the trailer for that, which is now. I'd prefer people, because my website is old. I haven't had a chance to deal with it, but right now we just put. This is a project called Quantum Chi, mm-hmm. and it's focused. It's a 9-part series that each episode is going to be 30 minutes long, followed by 20 to 30 minutes of actual exercises. So it's interactive, going to be interactive in that way.
Oh, good.
And the message that we are bringing forth, I believe, is the most powerful healing transformative message of anything we've done so far.
I couldn't agree with you more. Were you able to contact Dr. Effie Chow in San Francisco recently?
Oh, I'm about to do that. We're preparing. We're going to have a big, you know, this is all about community, and we're preparing a big Kickstarter.
Good.
To get everybody involved in this project. I have over 30 of the world's most well-known masters. And even Jay is in it, too, because he's a Taoist scholar.
Oh, wow.
Already. And it has been, out of all the work I've done, I've trained as a healer. I've been in film and video since 1978. In early days, it was mostly I was filming dance and music videos on the East Coast in New York and Boston. And then, you know, my time as a Fulbright scholar, et cetera, in India, going very, very deep into the metaphysics and mm-hmm. the art of dance and music, mm-hmm. and then starting Sacred Mysteries with Jay, mm-hmm. and going into documentary filmmaking. So it brings all of this vast realm of experience I've been blessed to have into a series that is really for helping us in this time, the exercises. So Montauk Chi is a very famous Taoist master, mm-hmm. and we had finished The Last Avatar, mm-hmm. which introduces the concept of the light body.
Oh, wow.
And the energy body, right? Mm-hmm. So I had been studying and doing practices of that from the Tibetan tradition for many years. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I should do a documentary which will show all the different perspectives on, you know, the relationship between the physical body, the you might call it the auric field or the energy body, and the soul. Mm-hmm. And so I went to interview this Montauk Chia, I went to the place, and the owner, it was this gorgeous place called Eastover Estate in Lenox, Massachusetts, mm-hmm. and the owner, Ying Qing from mm-hmm. China, said to me, well, I have like 12 masters here, just interview everybody. So I jumped in, and it's taken over my life because I have worked, you know, for many, since probably the late 60s, mm-hmm. with shamans, with healers, mm-hmm. with Tibetan masters, with tantric masters, with mm-hmm. ancient Egyptian teachers. And the Taoists are the happiest, healthiest, most graceful and generous, loving teachers I have ever met.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Well, I want to start from the beginning for people who don't know anything about Qi, and I want to read this quote. Thank you so much for sending me this briefing paper. And this is from Ken Cohen about Qigong research and practice. He writes, Qigong is a discipline, a healing art, a way of training the body and mind, a meditation in motion, a meditation a way of conditioning the body for sports, martial arts, improving strength, stamina, coordination, balance, and athletic skills. It's a system of healing and wellness exercises and meditations designed to harmonize and transform the body, mind, and spirit and unify with the unity with the cosmos. And that's just an amazing statement.
Ken is a very, very well-known scholar in China because he speaks Mandarin unbelievably. In fact, he can do Mandarin with a Yiddish accent. He can.
It's really
funny.
That's funny.
But he's an extraordinary healer and scholar, and is renowned also in China.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. What I like about your work in this new work of the Quantum Qi series, there'll be nine 30-minute documentaries, complemented by an additional nine 15 to 30-minute home instructional practice exercises. So it's just not an academic exercise. It's just not. You're not only producing. You're helping to raise consciousness, but also you're giving the tools, the power to people to improve their lives, to improve their health and well-being and happiness through your exercises. And I think that's really admirable. Thank you, Sharon, for this wonderful gift.
Oh, you're
to humanity.
Welcome. Well, as someone who's been I've been told that my strongest sense is kinesthetic. I feel, right? And I've studied for so many years all these traditions that really integrate the mind and the body.
Mm.
And so I want to bring, it's not these days, it's not just about the intellect. Mm-hmm. It's about, let's see, in the ancient Egyptian, they would say it's aligning, going beyond the intelligence of the mind to awaken the innate intelligence of the heart.
Wow, that is so beautiful and so accurate, too. I know from my friends in the Hollow Earth, they say that the heart mind is the strongest, 2,000 times stronger than the logical mind. And you should always try to follow your heart mind, whatever decisions you make. And if you act upon the energy of the heart mind, it creates a very powerful way to heal yourself and balance yourself out.
Well, one of the masters named Li Junfeng. Li Junfeng was a martial arts film star in China.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was head of their martial arts, the Beijing Award, multiple award-winning martial arts team. And he discovered and trained the well-known Jet Li. He gave me footage of him when Jet Li was a child, at the Great Wall, training him. That's going to be in the film.
Oh, my goodness.
But Master Li devoted, he's 80 now. And as he got older, he went more and more and more into the internal understanding of healing yourself through this practice. And he and his daughter, Li Jing, who's in the film, their message of love, of he just says in the trailer we're working on now for our Kickstarter, his message is, we need to go to a higher level. Qi and Qi connect, heart and heart connect. We're one big family. And that's where we need to go. We're being so inundated with negative messaging from the media, that's turning us feeling like we're victims and dividing us and just, not a good way to be on the planet. And these practices that are bringing forth, they shift you. And they're easy. We intend to have ones because you can do it if you're lying in bed. It's a self healing. It's an empowering and self-healing practice where you can heal yourself. Roger Yonka, Dr. Yonka, who's worked with the Veterans Administration and Kaiser Permanente and the Mayo Clinic, he's in the film. And he says he believes, and many of these teachers, probably all of them, believe that 75 to 80% of all disease is preventable. And these practices empower one and give you these tools to heal yourself.
I couldn't agree with you more. I just couldn't agree with you more. And I think in the future, medicine will be energy-based, based upon qi, rather than the current model of, which is not Western model of lots of drugs and surgery. Are the medical schools been interested in qi? Do you know? Have they been, any of them at all, interested in teaching courses in it to the medical community?
Well, qi is connected deeply. Like the foundation, qi is the foundation of all, you know, qigong, tai chi, martial arts, traditional Chinese medicine, which includes acupuncture, herbal medicines, etc. So one of our masters, Ming Tonggu, from the Qi Center, he trained in what's called the medicineless hospital in China, where they were having remarkable results with no pharmaceuticals, right?
Wow.
And he's going to be giving us footage of actually someone shrinking a tumor by using qi energy.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing. That's amazing. I have to tell you this little story, Sharon. I had Craig Campobasso on my radio show a couple of years ago, and he had written a book, or actually did a film about Valiant Thor, who was an extraterrestrial who visited President Eisenhower in 1957, and he offered President Eisenhower the technology and the spiritual advancement so that all, he said that all disease would be eliminated on this planet. But Richard Nixon was against it because he had many doctors in the medical field as well as friends in the pharmaceutical industries, and he was afraid that they would lose their jobs. But I believe his work, Valiant Thor's work, was based upon the same concept, qi or energy. And so your work is spot on, and you're
thank you. Well, it's related. We could relate it to Reiki. We could relate it to many different craniosacral therapy. We could relate it. There's so many traditions that use, in India they'd call it prana. You know, there's use this universal life force energy, know how to harness it for healing. So there are many healers that are using, well, first of all, you have to clear yourself as a healer, right?
Right.
Because you want to be a channel, a vessel for harnessing the qi, and you don't want to like absorb it from other people. You want to be able to send it out and help them.
Sure.
So we will have a whole episode on that too, on the healing aspects of it.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. You've written in your outline here about a topic that I find fascinating, how to make a qi ball or energy ball for personal healing. Could you explain a little bit about that, please?
Oh, that's easy.
Okay.
So the way you feel the qi is you clap your hands together. I'll do it.
Okay.
You'll hear me.
All right.
And rub your hands together, right?
All right, I'll do it. Sure. Okay.
Okay, and then pull them apart a little bit and bring them back together. You feel the energy?
Yes, I do. Actually, yes, I do. I do.
So you're feeling qi. That's the beginning of how you do it.
Okay.
And then what's interesting about the Taoist system, why I decided to go into that first, is that there's no deities. There's no complicated stuff.
Okay.
It's really about feeling and channeling this life force energy.
Uh-huh.
And it's really focused also on what they call inner alchemy. So inner alchemy has to do with working to transmute your emotions. So this is basic traditional Chinese medicine. So every organ has an emotion connected to it. So, for example, the liver is connected on a negative level with anger, right?
Oh, interesting.
Anger is held in the liver. And then there are these very simple, I swear, because I've been doing them, exercises that help you focus. You're sending the qi, you know, you're rubbing your hands together, you're putting them on your liver, you're doing these mental exercises, and you're sending the chi and you're transmuting it so that you're not only healing your liver itself, you're healing the emotional trauma that and the reasons why you feel that anger.
Oh, fascinating.
So this is called, and you're using sound. It's called the six healing sounds. Mm-hmm. So you're using sound and chi, which sound is chi anyway, right, to transmute the anger into clarity, into discernment. And so each organ in this ancient system is connected with the different disturbance, mm-hmm, and then a different transformation.
I have
and it's simple.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. I was very fortunate. It happened about getting on close to 2 years now. I was in Montreal, and I met a wonderful lady, Dr. Effie Chow from San Francisco. And I asked her if she could help me, and she said, "Yes, Ted, I'd be happy to work on you." So I've had ringing in my ears since 1978, and especially my right ear. And she took out, she decreased the ringing, didn't get rid of it completely, but in the time we had together, which is about 40, 45 minutes, she was able to decrease the ringing in my right ear by about 50%, and it stayed that way since. One of these days, I'll make it down to San Francisco and see Dr. Chow again so she can get rid of the rest of it. But she's an amazing lady, and the kind of that she was using chi to heal.
Yes.
Yeah. And one of the things that you write in your paper is that, which I thought was fascinating, you write, in Qigong, emotions are thought to live in organs of the body. For example, fear would reside in the kidneys, anger in the liver, worry and anxiety in the stomach and intestines. So you have physical symptoms exhibiting themselves in different parts of the body depending upon what the emotion is. So tell me more. What other parts of the body do you know? What other things?
Well, the heart. Okay. The heart is the master.
Oh.
They have a very, you know, in ancient China, a lot of these practices began. Well, as I've spoken with all these masters, mm-hmm, it's clear that it goes way back, what I would call the primordial tradition, prior to when it all broke up into different, you know, the Indian way or the shamanic way out of Peru or this and that. It was one, mm-hmm, teaching in the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And the Chinese, their philosophy, it's a blend of, you know, Confucianism, and then Taoism is the main teaching, which is really about connecting us with what I described before, our inner nature, mm-hmm, which is our emotions and our thoughts, mm-hmm, our outer nature, which is the world around us, the world of the earth and nature, etc., and then what's our true nature, which goes beyond all of that, mm-hmm, the deeply, deeply, you know, spiritual essence, which we could call Christ consciousness, mm-hmm, we could call the Tao, we could call it lots of things from different traditions.
What I thought was fascinating is that when we started the program here a few minutes ago, Sharon, you mentioned that we live in a time where there's lots of conflict, lots of things going on, there's a lot of forces out there which can upset us, kind of chaos, almost in a chaotic way. But what's nice about, you write about in episode 6 of your Qigong series, you write, Qigong represents a series of practices which energetically open up harmony and balance internally and help provide people an environment of harmony and balance in outer nature. And this harmony and balance, which you get through Qigong exercises and practice, helps you heal the body and makes you happier and healthier too.
Yes, and it's not only, the thing that I want to tell our audiences is that, mm-hmm, martial arts is a huge phenomenon around the world. You know, the movies, Bruce Lee. In fact, we have some footage of Bruce Lee in episode 2 where we call subtle arts to martial arts, mm-hmm, where we're talking about chi, all of these teaching, qigong and tai chi and martial arts. All the basis of that really is qigong, inner practice, mm-hmm, so that you're learning how to harness this energy in martial arts. When you see Bruce Lee in a film, mm-hmm, or Jet Li, mm-hmm, they're coming from the inside.
Mm.
And it's not about, the biggest thing, mm-hmm, is that you should be so in alignment with your true nature and your chi that all you have to do is glance and the person coming at you will just back away.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Have you used Qigong yourself to help heal your body?
Oh, from the day, because I won't teach anything or work on it unless I try it.
Uh-huh.
I have to experience it.
Wow.
And so from the day I met these teachers, which was almost 2 years ago, Qigong has been my main practice. The first thing that it did, because I had been working marketing The Last Avatar for a couple years and sitting 8 hours a day at a computer.
Oh, my goodness.
And so my body was aching. And so I was kind of stiff. And so I started doing the simple practices. Mm-hmm. And very quickly, I was flowing. Mm. And then the six healing sounds that I described that works with the organs and the emotions, I had this experience where there was a lot of, you know, some difficulties in my life, right? Emotional kind of difficulty. So I said, oh, I just learned this. Maybe I should try it.
Mm-hmm.
So I did this exercise for about 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And after 5 days, the whole situation had completely transformed.
Oh, how nice. How nice. That's beautiful. Would you like to share any simple exercises with my listeners?
Whoa. Well, I'd love to do it on video.
Yeah.
So I would say the first thing to do would be just to stand with your, you know, your feet under your hip, like hip width apart, and bend your knees, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then feel very deeply into the center of the earth, like your energy way down in there. And then start feeling like this energy is coming like streams and rivulets, you know, coming up through the earth. And, you know, we can see it as white light, or we can see it as gold light, which is a lot of the Taoists use that gold light because it's connected with, you know, wealth and happiness and longevity and health.
Mm-hmm.
So you see this light coming up through the soles of your feet, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And into all the way up your legs, you know, through your calves, your knees, your thighs, and into the base of your spine. And then clap your hands together and feel the chi. And then bring your hands next to your hips. And then as you straighten your legs and you're breathing in, you're going to lift your arms, you know, raise them, take them out to the sides very slowly, and feel this energy come up all the way, you know, through the center of your body, but also like a bubble, a protective bubble all around you, right? All the way up. So you're bringing the earth energy, this golden light, up, all the way up. And so your arms are now away, like next to your head, right?
Okay.
And see golden light all around you. Then from the center of the galaxy, you feel like starlight, you know, starlight coming in the top head, right?
Okay, beautiful.
Feel it flowing down through the center of your body. And then as you breathe out, you send out, it's like clearing your whole body of negative energy, or, you know, stuck energy. So as you bring your arms down and you bend your knees, then you are clearing your whole energy field, this bubble around you, right? Or a torus, it's called in the, you know, in the physics world.
Right.
You're clearing that out. So again, what, your knees are bent and you're bringing in this golden light, this energy. As you raise your arms all the way up to the sky, then you feel the starlight coming in. So we're connecting earth and sky. And then as you lower your arms, when you lower your arms, the first thing you do is lower your shoulders. We don't want the shoulders up.
Mm-hmm.
And then your arms are spreading out. And then you imagine that you're just releasing anything that no longer serves you. And you release it into the earth, because the earth is there to transmute our emotions. It's interesting. Master Chia talks about the difference between organic energy for the earth to transmute. He says that the earth loves transmuting our negative emotions. And that's a different thing from, you know, all of the toxins the actual physical toxins, you know, and chemicals that are harming the earth. The earth actually loves us. It wants to help us. Mother Earth wants to help us transcend and transform and transmute this negativity into love.
Wow. Wow. That is so nice. What a beautiful thought. Thank you, Sharon, for sharing that. Thank you so much for sharing that.
You're very welcome. Well, I'd like to tell people, could I tell people, we're just getting this thing going, you know, on the web. Okay. So we're going to have a website up next week. Quantum Chi, so Q with two Qs, quantumchimovie.com. That's Quantumqi movie.com. And we've launched our Facebook page, which has starting to have a lot of information and a beautiful trailer that we just put up that's now had over 2,100 views. And I'm hearing from people all over the world who are really, you know, who've experienced Qigong and more, and saying they're so happy that this is coming forth because they understand what's going on in the world and they really feel that this is a teaching to really help us all.
Well, you could.
So our Facebook site is facebook.com/quantumchi.
Quantum Chi. How nice. Wow. What a gift. What a gift you've given everyone around the world by sharing that. And so people can find out, will be able to find out more about your nine episodes and nine practical exercises that you'll be coming out with. Is that right?
Yes. The best place right now to go, because it's up and they can see the trailer. It's very beautiful. Well, it's been very magical. You understand these things. Mm-hmm. Where I was sitting, you know, I live in this tiny town way up in the Rocky Mountains. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting there, I was on the project, and I met a young, well, I have an animator here, a young animator, and she introduced me to a woman who said, oh, she just wanted to know about Qigong. And I said, oh, cool. And she says, her husband's an aerial drone photographer, Zane. And so I said, oh, what are you doing this weekend? I'm going to see one of the masters. And so we started working with drone footage, and I have, so everything in this film has been filmed in nature. All the interviews, that there's nothing indoors. It's in the midst of nature, which is challenging as a filmmaker, but it's gorgeous. And then we have really beautiful drone footage of these masters doing the practice in the midst of nature, in gorgeous place, like at the ocean or in the mountains. Really, really lovely.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. My goodness. My goodness. Well, I think this is going to be a huge success for you, Sharon. And it comes at a perfect time when the vibrations of the planet are continuing to go up as we speak. And it's just a few years off now. I think by the year 2025 or 2023, this ascension process will be fully underway, and we'll have a new planet in a much higher dimension. And Qi. And the information you're giving people about healing themselves through this Qigong will become an essential part of that new Earth, I think.
Well, that's my prayer. I've noticed that my dream is to make it even bigger than yoga, you know, to assist in that. And I'm developing community all over the world. These people are really the kindest. The people involved in this Qigong and Tai Chi community, they're really in their hearts. They're really loving, and I don't see like jealousies and pettiness that I've seen, you know, that happen unfortunately in other spiritually oriented communities.
Well, people,
so it's wonderful.
Well, that's good. And you know, it's spring now in North America, and this is a time when you plant seeds for the future, and you're planting a beautiful seed for the future with your film and your new work.
Yeah, yeah. And even Facebook itself, which is, you know, has its issues.
Problems, right?
Right,
sure.
It really does. But the thing I do like about it, and the same with why we're going to Kickstarter, is that it's really a mechanism for developing community. When I only started working on Facebook when we were doing the last Avatar for outreach, and I use it as a mechanism for bringing beautiful posts, uplifting posts, because when I look at the news, and I look cross spectrum because I'm a Taoist and a Buddhist, which means I walk the middle path. Mm-hmm. And I do my best to listen to everybody and to find ways. I've always done this in India and everywhere I went, mm-hmm. to find what we have in common rather than what divides us and what
sure.
we are as human beings. Mm-hmm. So this is now finding this and working with this whole Qi Taoist system. It's providing me with even more tools to help people to harmonize. So I stay away from politics. It's become so divisive right now. Sure. And I just want to go to the heart. And they're all humans, mm-hmm. you know, as far as I know. Maybe I've met some strange people, like maybe crypto terrestrials, right? But in general, it's time for us to leave all of this confusion and anger and victimhood behind, right. and really help ourselves and help our planet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not about leaving. See, just all of these traditions that I've been are really about what you might call ascension, but it's through the physical body. It's not leaving your body, you know, and being just in your head. Mm-hmm. It's about healing and harmonizing mm-hmm. your body, and then the body itself becomes the vehicle through which you become enlightened.
Mm. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, one of the messages that I've gotten from President Kennedy on the other side, and he keeps telling me this over and over again, is that we're all one. We all have the spark of the Supreme Being, or the entity who created all, which created all of this. And once we realize that, we'll get along much better, because if we do have conflict with each other, we're really hurting ourselves. And with that energy of the Supreme Being within all of us, I think that is chi. That's the energy within all of us. And if you can tie into that, you can not only make yourself feel better and live a happier and healthier life, but you can do this for others as well.
Oh, yes. Li Jing, Master Li's daughter, who I was speaking about earlier, mm-hmm. she talks so beautifully mm-hmm. about how qi is love. Qi is love of the universe, and how we need to connect heart to heart, as I said before. Mm-hmm. Go into our hearts mm-hmm. and see from our hearts mm-hmm. and clear away the cobwebs and the tornadoes of thought, what I would call like emotional turmoil in the mind, mm-hmm. Where we're caught. All we can do is focus on this horrible thing that happened to us and blame others and this and that. Right. Well, we need to take responsibility for ourselves mm-hmm. and come back to our heart and sit and focus and let these thoughts dissolve.
Mm-hmm.
And Qigong and many of these traditions actually mm-hmm. have wonderful practices. I've mm-hmm. just found that the simplest, even for what's really important to me, is not just for young people or this or that. It's for, because there's been so much research about how Qigong has helped really people with terminal illnesses. So I want to have exercises that, you know, if you're a elder person or even younger and you're very ill and you're lying in bed, that mm-hmm. I'm giving you some tools. We mm-hmm. are not, I'm just the vessel for this. Mm-hmm. These teachings are providing tools that if you're lying in bed, you can fill yourself with qi. You can use the energy to help heal yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's exercises for people sitting in chairs. Mm-hmm. There's all levels. And so I really want to bring it to people on all who are at these different levels.
Well, you know, there's a common thread here through all of your work. And I did some research on your film with your husband, Jay Widener, The Last Avatar. And the front cover of it states, quote, "We are becoming conscious of our power to remake the world." And you're giving the same message today, but on the individual level. So I think we're all powerful spiritual beings, Sharon. And once we realize that, we can make this a much better and happier planet.
definitely. That's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else to do except this kind of work?
Not really. I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah. And I'm really, really grateful to you for the work that you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you, Sharon. That's very kind of you to say, very sweet of you to say that. I know my purpose is to make this planet a better place. I could be doing lots of things in life, but I know I need to be here doing this now. And I wanted to tell you, too, share something. I don't know if you can listen next hour, but I'll be bringing on a wonderful clinical psychologist named Kari Corbett-Owen, who talks about our longevity. And I think you, both of you, would really hit it off because she talks about, she specializes in longevity and in helping people live happier and longer lives. And she says a big part of that is recognizing the energy in all of us just to be and working on ourselves, not to struggle so much and for materialism, but rather a lot of meditation. And I think you both of you would really hit it off because you're saying basically the same thing.
Yes. Well, our series is building each episode. What goes deep, for example, I do want to speak about, we are working on these animations. Matt Yerington is a really wonderful animator and editor I'm working with. And so what we want, we have animations where you're actually seeing the energy flow because we want people to be able to visualize it because that helps feel it, right? So we're working, that's a big part of what we're doing is showing how the energy flows through the body when you do the movements. And and then as the episodes unfold, we go deeper and deeper. And the final episode is on the Taoist perspective on longevity and immortality, because there's some beautiful texts actually that combine. This is called The Secret of the Golden Flower. It's an ancient alchemical text which combines the, what I would say, the highest wisdom of Buddhism with Taoism. And it's really about how to bring the light of consciousness inward, turn the light of consciousness around. It's exquisite.
Oh.
So, and I'm also, I've interviewed some of these teachers about their perspective on artificial intelligence.
Oh, really? What do they say about that, interestingly enough?
Well, there's different views.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them say, and immortality, the Taoists feel like I do, that we are immortal.
Mm-hmm.
We just, you know, change these bodies, but our soul is an immortal. It's way beyond this limited 3D world here. And so, you know, one of them said, well, because when we talk about the whole idea of putting your consciousness, like Kurzweil at the singularity, and bringing your dead dad's consciousness into a computer. So we're already immortal. We don't need, one of them said, Jampa Stewart, he said to me, well, why do we want to drag this meat bag around? And he was talking about how there's all these movies where, you know, these people who have got some level of immortality, they're just like lived through centuries of all their friends dying and all this. Mm-hmm. And so the whole thing is to understand that we are immortal, but at the same time, all these practices, and I also know from the Tibetan perspective, they're to enhance your life force, enhance your joy, and to bring you, we want to live as long as possible and keep this body healthy so that we can gain wisdom, because that's the purpose, is to gain as much wisdom as possible. We live in, the earth is a school.
That's right.
And we have, every experience is a mechanism by which we can learn. And if we can look at it that way rather than, this is horrible, this is horrible, but find the wisdom and the knowledge in every experience we have, then we grow as human beings.
Well, you know, I'm learning so many beautiful things from you today, Sharon, including this reference to The Secret of the Golden Flower, which I happen to have my computer here, and I just looked it up on the internet. And it was a, first published in the Qing Dynasty, if that's right, circa 1668 to 1692. And it talks about meditation techniques, about learning for beautiful. It talks about Let's see here. Look at the gathering of light, being conscious of the energy within all of us. And this is something I'll be I'll be buying some books this weekend, and this is one of the ones I'll be buying about getting some.
Okay,
information.
Get the translation by Thomas Cleary. He's an extraordinary translator of Buddhist and Taoist texts.
Okay.
It's gorgeous.
Great.
Yeah.
And I'd love to have you back someday and sometime soon, and we'll have another program on on the secret of the golden flower.
Well, we'll have to have some Roger Yonka, who's in the film.
Oh, okay.
He is kind of an expert on that. He does whole lectures on longevity and immortality, which feature this and other ancient texts where he's describing the path to longevity and immortality from the Taoist perspective.
Well, I have to tell you, I know my guest next hour would love to talk to him, Kari Corbett-Owens, because her specialty is longevity, and she's well known for her work in longevity, and I'm sure I'll have to ask her about it. She'll be on in about 10 minutes.
Oh, she probably knows. The Taoist perspective, this whole sense of longevity and immortality is totally entwined with the Taoist teachings.
Wow. How beautiful. Well, Sharon, we've got about 3 minutes left, and I wanted to first thank you so much for coming on today, but also to tell you we've got a few minutes left, and I wanted you to wrap up your beautiful interview today.
Oh, well, it has been a true pleasure. As always,
thanks.
We go back ways, right?
Yeah, we go back
a ways.
We've
been on this path a long time, so it's really nice to build this community. We're taking this project out, the Shift Network. I'm going to be hosting in the fall a free Qi summit for them. We're going to be doing a whole Qigong event at Kripalu. This is, in all these years of work, this is the first time where they're just coming to me. It's not just that I'm out there pushing, right? Mm-hmm. There's a flow, as we say in the Tao. That's what we want. We want flow. And the flow is happening. And I'm grateful to be on the show. And anybody listening, if you're on Facebook, come to our page, facebook.com, QUANTUMQI. Or we'll have our website, Quantum Qi Movie, up in about a week.
Wonderful. I'm going to be inviting Dr. Effie Chung from San Francisco on my show soon. She was on my show a couple of years ago, but she's a wonderful Qigong person as well, and I can't wait for you both to connect, because she's also having a conference, I think, in Washington, D.C., sometime this fall. I'll have more information on it on my show soon about that, but we're all working on the same page to make this planet a better place, Sharon. And you and your husband, Jay, are wonderful people, and you're planting the seeds for a beautiful new age and a new time on this planet when conflict and negativity, I think, are going to be gone as we shift into the fourth and then quickly into the fifth dimension.
Well, that's very beautiful. Let's put that out into the ethers as a wonderful vision for humanity and the planet.
Wonderful. Sharon, before we go, could you give out your webpage again so people could find more information about your wonderful work?
Okay, so right now the best place to go, well, you could go to sacredmysteries.com, where all our films prior to this time are there.
Okay.
For our DVDs information, or Facebook.com, Quantum Qi with two Qs, or www.quantumqimovie.com, which should be up. We hope to have it up by about Wednesday.
Wonderful. Well, Sharon, thank you so much for coming on today. I really always love to talk to you. And I'll have you on again in a couple of months, and we'll do some more promos for your movie once it gets released.
Oh, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
It's been such a joy always with you. And please, I'm going to write to Effie in the next couple of days. And maybe we could see each other in San Francisco. That would be fun.
That would be fun. Absolutely. Great.
Yeah.
And I'd like to wrap up this hour. Eric, if you could play the fifth dimension, that would be great. Last couple of seconds here. Thank you so much, Sharon. Have a beautiful day, and thank you for your beautiful work.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you.